yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The Saudi war on Yemen rages on relentlessly. Over 14,000 Yemenis have been killed in Saudi-led attacks. An embarrassing failure by the international community to halt the Saudi war machine has caused a humanitarian catastrophe and untold suffering. It was in March 2015 when the kingdom and its allies, such as the United Arab Emirates, began pounding Yemen from air, sea, and ground. Yemen, the Arab world's most impoverished country, even before the devastating war began, came under attack by the wealthiest Arab states. The bombing campaign lacked any mandate from the United Nations Security Council. The invaders launched the bloody offensive in the hope of achieving a quick victory.
We started to see the results of this operation in the first 15 minutes, and we had absolute air control. Of course, any air operation needs a large number of jets. It was a successful operation involving a lot of planes. The Saudis were at the forefront of the operation. We achieved our goals in the first minutes and continued until we accomplished all the set goals.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is the de facto ruler of the kingdom, was the architect of the war. It soon dawned on him, however, that Yemenis are determined to give the invaders a hard time. The goals of the war were described as defeating Ansarullah fighters, who had made significant advances nationwide, reinstating former President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, a close Saudi ally, in securing border areas. But none of the stated goals have been met to this day, with the Saudi-led onslaught being described as a fiasco. The military operation has proved to be an embarrassing failure, but the invaders are now changing course. This has taken a heavy toll on Yemen's infrastructure and civilian population.
This is just a matter of saving face now, instead of trying to win anything, because this war is not winnable, not by Saudi Arabia, and I don't think by Yemen either, because the people in Yemen are paying the price for it. And Saudi Arabia's resources are paying the price for it as well.
The humanitarian situation in Yemen is apocalyptic. Horrific images showing people starving to death or dying of outbreaks of different diseases, including cholera, keep coming out of Yemen on a daily basis. Well over a million people have been infected with cholera since April 2017 alone, and diphtheria is threatening to become another major problem. According to UN figures, of the 25.6 million population, 22 million Yemenis need food assistance, and well over 8 million are on the verge of severe hunger. Not a single week goes by without the United Nations or prominent rights groups issuing new warnings and alarming statistics about the tragedy. The UN said recently that Yemen could be the worst humanitarian disaster in half a century. What exacerbates the suffering is the Saudi blockade of all Yemeni ports and airports. Aid agencies have been facing mounting difficulties in trying to bring basic foods and medicine into Yemen. The Saudi-led alliance has defiantly rejected calls to lift the blockade. Many have blamed this defiance on Western support and diplomatic cover that apparently knows no limits. Western countries, particularly the United States and Britain, have refused to review their ties with Saudi Arabia over the bloodshed in Yemen. They have instead intensified their backing of Al Saud. Critics say without Western support, the onslaught would have ended long ago.
They would not be able to do this were it not for the support from the United States. Not only the weapons, but all of the maintenance of all of these weapons. The U.S. is even refueling the planes in the air for the Saudis, giving them logistical support, pinpointing the targets, giving them diplomatic cover. And the Yemeni people, many of them, rightly so, think of this as a U.S. war against them.
The U.S. military involvement in the Yemen war has deepened to such an extent that some observers are calling America a major partner to the crimes.
This is not a war, it's a cruel murder. The United States is backing Saudi aggression against Yemen by cooperating in every way with the Saudi military. Targeting intelligence, weapons, sales, and more, the U.S. is a partner in Saudi Arabia's Yemen crimes.
America and Britain are mainly under fire for going ahead with multi-billion dollar arms deals with the Saudis. The most controversial of such deals was the massive arms sales contract signed by U.S. President Donald Trump in May 2017. In recent days, Britain approved the sale of 48 Typhoon warplanes to Saudi Arabia, triggering condemnation from rights groups. But Britain is apparently obsessed with its own interests and is unwilling to endanger them.
The link that we have with Saudi Arabia is historic, it is an important one, and it has saved the lives of potentially hundreds of people in this country.
The U.S. and Britain are selling advanced weapons to Saudi Arabia despite ample evidence of their use against civilian areas in Yemen. Rights groups have documented the use of U.S.-made banned weapons by Saudi Arabia against civilian targets. Critics say Western leaders, especially the profit-minded president of the United States, are so enchanted by Saudi petrodollars that they have forgotten all about human suffering.
The United States is the biggest exporter of weapons in the world. That dollar value of these exported weapons comes to about $9.9 billion. And unsurprisingly, the greatest importers of weapons in the world are the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, which both are involved in this conflict in Yemen.
Meanwhile, Western leaders have provided Riyadh with full diplomatic cover on the international stage as it pushes ahead with the war in Yemen. Western leaders who have used the UN Security Council to pressure governments that are not friendly with them have not even raised the Yemen war at the Council. The Saudi onslaught has turned into a clear example of Western double standards. Mainstream media outlets have apparently been working closely with Western politicians because Saudi atrocities rarely get any coverage. Major news agencies try to describe what's happening in Yemen as the result of a number of factors without focusing on the illegal foreign intervention.
It's remarkable that whenever you read an article about Yemen in the mainstream media, the central role of Saudi Arabia and the United States in the tragedy is glossed over or completely ignored. A recent Washington Post article purporting to tell us how things got so bad explains to us that it's a complicated story involving warring regional superpowers, terrorism, oil, and an impending climate catastrophe. No, Washington Post, it's simpler than that. The tragedy in Yemen is the result of foreign military intervention in the internal affairs of that country.
Military experts say the invaders seriously underestimated the power of popular resistance in Yemen. Despite extreme poverty, hunger, and outbreaks of deadly diseases, people have proved resilient. Yemen's Ansarullah forces and army units allied with them have put up stiff resistance and have even taken over some positions inside Saudi territory. Popular forces have fired ballistic missiles deep into the kingdom, leaving the rulers in Riyadh in a desperate position. Some of the major retaliatory attacks occurred in July and November last year, when King Khalid International Airport near the Saudi capital Riyadh was targeted. Yemen's popular forces have warned that they will launch more such retaliatory missile strikes if the war is not stopped.
This is what they can do. And in reality, when you look at it, you know, if your country, your democratically elected country, your sovereignty and everything is put online, you're going to fight back.
Yemenis see resistance as the only path left to respond to an illegal invasion that's not likely to end anytime soon.